Well, here we are, Jill. It is now like a continuation of the missing Mike and Jill cast.
It's been a while.
It has been. I think that I said we were doing it weekly, and we haven't done it in a couple of months.
Yeah, we get busy.
More,
we have stuff going on.
Right, right.
Well, I do. I don't know about you.
The first thing that I was going to say was that it's hot here in the studio, and I wanted to turn on the fan.
Yeah.
But then there would be this big hum in the background.
That's important for
really
everybody to know.
Annoying. It is important to know, because here's what I was doing today, was out running around taking care of some bills over my lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And it was hot in the car, but not too hot outside. But the damn wind.
Yeah, it's always
so bad.
Windy.
And all I do is bitch about wind all the time. But but there's a reason, because I don't like it.
Because it's constant here.
It
never goes away.
So here I am. I'm like burning up in the car, but I can't roll down the window because it's too windy.
You can still roll down the window.
Well, no, because I was going to make a phone call to my mom.
Yeah, then you can't.
And so I couldn't. So I'm driving around town with the 47 degrees out with my air conditioner on.
Gotta love it.
Because this is what I do.
Sodak.
In South Dakota. So, yeah, you said you're busy and stuff. And I think that the things that we've been busy with, and that was my notes for our Mike and Jill cash, is that we are so busy with our social lives.
Oh,
we are.
I wish
social
it was so busy.
Butterflies.
I think you must be confusing me with somebody else.
Am I really?
Yeah.
Because I think that we are like experts on relationships.
No, and that confusion as well. I'm not sure where you're going with either of those things.
Well, the fact that we're...
I'm in class 90% of the time and doing homework,
yeah.
So there's that.
All right. Well, mostly I'm thinking because we're like poster children for what not to do.
Oh, well, yeah. That's a no-brainer. I think we've gone over that 1,000 times.
We have, but it doesn't change, Jill.
No,
I mean, it's still,
I don't care.
It's still the same. No, I don't...
That's who I will always be, unfortunately, for all
well,
around me.
Here's the thing, Jill. Neither one of us care,
no.
And it may be the reason why we have this issue, because it's kind of like, you got to... F you. That's right. This is the Mike and Jill. I could have dropped the F-bomb.
Oh, you totally could have.
Yeah, but I'm not going to.
I know.
But here was the thing, and we were kind of talking about this off the air the other day. Actually, I talked about it on the air whenever I had the person that friended me.
Oh, gosh.
And then turn around, and whenever I was like, how do I know you?
Mm-hmm.
And then they blocked me. What the hell?
And I can't say that I've had that happen, but
well,
it's really dumb that anybody would do that.
Why would you have that happen? It's like the weirdest thing.
It's very odd, yes.
And like I said, even my ex-wife doesn't block me anymore. We're not friends on Facebook.
Right.
But if we were...
You could be if you wanted.
Yeah, I mean, she unblocked me on Messenger to ask me if I'd sign some papers. But I mean,
oh my.
Yeah, because that was important. So, but yeah, it was like what's been going on with me? It's this strange thing of like getting rejected whenever I'm not even
trying
asking
to
for
be,
anything.
Yeah, I'm not trying to be accepted, but
right.
I'm getting rejected.
So, and that's where, and I think we talked about this before, where I have this issue to where whenever I say something to somebody about doing something, it's like they think that I'm asking them out or something. It's like,
I know.
You got to get over yourself,
just
okay?
Assume
because
you're obviously hitting on them.
Right, because of the fact that I must be such a loser that that I can't be just wanting to go out and have fun with somebody.
I
it's got to be that...
People take it way above and beyond.
Oh, yeah, he must be... oh, my God, he's going to get the wrong idea. It's like, look, I never get the wrong idea. Trust me.
Like, I'm well aware. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. I'm pretty much secure in the fact that, nobody's interested, okay?
I mean, so we got that covered.
Yeah. So, my ex-wife made that very abundantly clear when she
thanks
left,
for that.
And she made it explicitly clear that I do not want you, and I don't know of anybody else that does either. the other day, that's what I was doing. I was asking somebody about going out and hanging out, and again, just as a friend.
Right.
Because all I want to do is go out and have fun.
Well, yeah.
And because, I mean, and I guess you and I do this all the time. No, we don't. I mean, but
no,
that's what
but
we want
when we
to.
Do, we go hang out. It's
right.
No big deal.
Yeah, we go hang out. We hang out with other people.
Yeah.
And it's just, but if if it were like, hey, Jill, let's go to Native Wings and, you know, and drop their name
like
and try to get something free.
It's worth a shot.
And yeah, we'll see. It's
that, doubtful.
Pans out. No, it's like, no, sir, happy hour's over. We need,
you need
want
to leave
your
now.
Card's been declined. Yeah.
For the third time this week.
Yes. So there's going to be a problem. Can you pay up front? You know, start asking us to pay
before
when we
you get
in,
the
so.
Go inside.
But yeah, we go, we have fun, we laugh, and that's what it's all about. And yet, it seems like since I'm no longer married, that becomes the thing. It's
creeper
like
creeper status.
Yeah, then I have a creeper status without being. I mean,
like I just want to go have drinks.
Right.
I don't give a crap who comes with me.
Sure. And it's so funny because of the. Thing like with the you know with this person you get creeper status whenever somebody friends you. I mean that's just the weirdest thing ever. There's like, oh, will you be my friend? Yeah, okay. Oh my God, you're a creeper. What? You haven't even looked at my
you friended me.
Yeah, what's going on here? So, and it's been this thing has been going on. I mean, if and maybe I'm a whiny bitch. Is what I'm noticing
maybe.
Here, because well, this is what I'm looking at is like again. I have some friends like you that if you know if we're tired or free, send a message. Maybe you're in class, and so I don't expect you to respond right away. But you'll eventually get back to me. But I have other people here in the last 3 or 4 weeks. Like I'll say something, I'll see that they've looked at it on Messenger.
They don't reply.
I don't hear from them.
I know. I have friends that don't. I have really good friends that don't reply to that or text messages. I'm like, all right, you know what? I'm done.
Yeah,
not gonna bother anymore.
It's like I was just making just a little statement or something, and all of a sudden I'm invisible.
It's always fun. So. Social media
assholes. We're on Pod
Jackwagons.
Yeah, Jillcast.
We're gonna start outing you by name.
That's right, and cussing when we do it. So. And the funny thing is that I don't know whether I'm either a creeper or what my status is, but whenever I was out last week and was out celebrating Crystal's birthday, happy birthday, Crystal.
Happy birthday, Crystal.
I was there. They had some karaoke, long time since I had
fun
done
stuff.
That. And so I was singing, and I had somebody with me. I was out on a date, and whenever I'm up singing, guy was hitting on her. You know, it was like again. This
you're like, you can't do anything because you have to finish your song.
Yeah,
like,
I
there
know.
Ain't no finishing, not finishing.
I know. I think that was like the
sneaky.
The guy saw this great
sneaky
opportunity.
Bastard.
He's like, oh, all right. Well, he's walked off. Yeah. What are you going
to
do?
Time to
now,
buy her
girl?
A shot.
Yeah. And it was,
commend him for his. Thoughtfulness.
Yeah, sure,
but.
No, it's tricky. And
I still, I also hate him.
I just think it's funny that I have just apparently this aura that says, okay, first of all, he's a creeper. He's said, hey, you know, let's go have some fun. Two, it's like, oh, I don't want to be friends with you. And I'm like, and oh, God, he's a loser. I could take his girl.
You know? But I'm going to wait till he sings first. Then I'm all over.
Yeah, and they're up there.
That guy's the loser.
And so here I'm singing, and I look out there, and I could see guys leaning over from the other table. It's obvious that he's talking
You're
to
like,
her.
Easy. Well, how do you know he was hitting on her? Maybe he was just talking. I talked to everybody in the bar.
No,
you know that.
Well, the only I assumed that he was, but I only had it confirmed when I got back to the table and she told me.
Oh. You
know? And that was pretty
that
much
that usually
it.
Does
whenever he was like, hey, can I come see you sometime?
And that's not weird at all, dude.
She was like, no. Well, he was talking about where she worked, so which is still the same thing.
Yeah, still weird.
And I thought that made it worth it for him to do it at that point.
Oh, gosh.
Because then, whenever I wanted to sing the next time, I was hoping to find out what other funny crap that he decided to pull.
Right, yeah.
of saying,
as soon as you leave.
So can I
checking
can
it
I,
out?
Can I come see you at work? You know, she's like, as a customer.
Yeah. Weird.
Can I come see you? It's like, dude, I mean, why don't you at least buy her a drink? You know, I mean, well, instead of going to the next creepy factor of, hey, can I come visit you at work? It'd be like, hey, your date's up there singing.
He wasn't saying, I really do want to come see you at work, because he had needed like a phone something. He just was going to go see her at work. Why are people that weird?
I don't know.
Gross.
Yeah, well, sure. And I was going to out what business she had, but you already did that. And,
doesn't mean where she is. No, or no, when. Right.
Well, the thing is that he was with a competitor, and that's what he was saying.
Oh, that's even weirder. Maybe he wanted a new job.
I used to have yours, and now I switched. Maybe I could switch back. Can I come see you?
No.
Like,
that's a good way to just, no.
Yeah, but not, I mean, if you, I doesn't mean I'll be the one that takes care of you.
Gotta love it. So,
anyway, and we did, I should point out the fun that you and I did have whenever we did go out, and that was St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, that was fun. That was a good time.
The
it's
big,
always fun, St. Patty's.
The big green beer. And
oh, yeah. That's a must.
And there was a, oh, God, you know, that was only on my personal. I certainly should put this on the stations.
Oh, yeah.
You know, whenever they were pouring the beer for you.
Yeah, that was Kansas like, won that day, so it was a good day.
It was like a 5-gallon bucket.
Who doesn't want to drink out of that, by the way?
I don't know what they use that for, by the way.
They do. So. They take it back to the kitchen and cook with it.
Oh, they're doing some beer cooking with that big old thing.
Because it was my student filling it, and he's underage.
Oh, okay. Right.
So he's not drinking it, is what I was getting at.
Oh, okay.
anything
like,
else.
Wait a minute. It's like, all right, am I going to have
to
edit this
back.
Out? Do I need to
no.
edit this now?
They take it in the back, and they cook with it. I don't know what they were making there.
Oh, maybe it's
but
like
we
beer
did.
Batter onion rings or something like
we
that.
We always use that in kitchens, and they go get beer. And because didn't you notice he was pulling like all the taps at once?
Oh, and so you're mixing it all together.
Because
so.
It doesn't matter what the flavor is,
really?
Apparently, for
okay,
that.
I guess not. I guess it's different when
they like
a king
some dark, some light.
They're
probably, everybody's drunk enough that if there's more beer in it, it just tastes delicious.
Sure. And I'm thinking that it's just a ruse, that they're back there using.
Could be.
You know,
straws. It's like a fishbowl.
It's funny, you say straws. You know what I was thinking? I was thinking like in the old West wagon trains when they'd use a ladle. You know,
or that. Everybody dip your cup in here. They just have solo cups back there filling them up.
Red solo cup.
I think they just do it like a fishbowl.
Yeah.
Do it up. Suck it down.
Yeah, it does.
Gross.
Yeah.
Beer.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure they were cooking with it.
I was
not positive.
No, I'm just probably better off not knowing.
Any that's
of
true.
That you just
you're welcome.
Shared with me. So, and
happens.
The riveting kind of conversations we have like this. It's a wonder
they are not
that we don't
so riveting.
Go out on more dates or have other
it's
people
weird.
That want to join
it's weird
us.
Weird why we're single people.
Yeah. So I guess whenever I started thinking, what's the problem? Whenever I'm asked people. They don't
I
answer.
Don't even
now,
care.
Now I'm thinking that, it's mostly because they listen. And,
I don't know if anybody listens, actually.
Well, they've heard and they've said, okay, so if I go hang out with him, this is the kind of shit I'm going to have to listen
probably
to.
Probably.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Screw
it's always
that,
a good time.
So.
The drunker you get, the better the combo will be.
Sure. Yeah. And, and if they only knew that, the more drinks, the more I buy everybody drinks.
There you go.
And
that's always a plus.
And I tip really well.
Yeah. Bartenders like that.
Particularly if it's Pandora's money. So
oh,
I
good Lord.
Like to do that. I like to spend company
that's,
money.
Yeah, they probably like that too.
Well, they don't listen to the Jill cast.
Good point.
Speaking of which, now before I do get fired, we'll try to do it more often.
Yes.
The Mike and Jill cast. I don't even know how I'll label this one because really,
this
Mike and
randomness.
Jill just ramble.
Yeah.
And just
we don't need to label it.
No.
Don't need to ramble.
No, there's too many labels in the world, Jill. I think that it's about time that we're the anti-label people.
Well,
so.
Here we go.
All right. See you next time.
All right. Bye.